With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In video provided by the Cyfair Fire Department, TMX, firefighters taking refuge from a tornado in northwest Houston last night. It damaged more than 100 homes. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. The National Weather Service plans to survey the area to see exactly how many tornadoes may have touchdown. As for weather conditions across the country, heavy rain and storms are affecting Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Snow fell in North Dakota and was expected in parts of the Midwest. Mark Chouinard is with the National Weather Service.
There is another system that we expect to move into the central part of the country over the weekend. So for travel after the holiday, looks like there could be some winter weather across portions of the central and northern part of the country Saturday into Sunday.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade expected to be dry but cold this year. Attorney General Bondi vowing to appeal a judge's ruling dismissing criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
A federal judge concluded that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. It's a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target the president's political opponents. The judge's order deals exclusively with the appointment of Lindsay Halligan as U.S. attorney. She was a former White House aide with no prior prosecutorial experience and was tapped to lead one of DOJ's most elite offices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump participated in the annual Thanksgiving turkey pardoning ceremony at the White House.
Today we continue a time-honored American tradition. Well, that's a well-trained turkey. See how happy he is?
On Wall Street, the Dow right now up 554 points, NASDAQ up by about 20. This is SRN News. There's a new book about abortion for children. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two Catholic priests who were imprisoned on what human rights officials say were politically related charges have been released from a prison in Belarus following talks with the Vatican. The move, which was confirmed by the Conference of Catholic Bishops in Belarus, comes amid speculation about warming relations between Minsk and the Western world. A phone call between President Alexander Lukashenko and the president back in August led to that release. This is SRN News. Grand opening for new Walmart stores, the first for the company, and beverage items also part of that, as well as all kinds of groceries and your typical Walmart Supercenter items.
Walmart officially opened its first branded store in South Africa at a mall location just west of Johannesburg. The store opening marks Walmart's direct entry into the African retail market. The launch event over the weekend reportedly attracted large crowds seeking both bargains and access to international products rarely found locally, such as branded appliances, unique toys, and specialty food and beverage items.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. China has launched an emergency rescue spacecraft to its space station. The Shenzhou 22 docked successfully after a damaged return capsule left three astronauts there with no way home. Officials say the mission was prepared in just 16 days. It is China's first ever emergency launch. More on these stories at srnnews.com.